Hey there.
Okay, so last week on the show, I was bringing to you that I was a bit concerned about how I was falling into elderly habits at a young age. Things like what type of floor cleaner scent I would buy would consume far too much of my brain time.
Yes.
Where am I going to get the fig smelling floor cleaner and things? So we decided to take action, and across the weekend you set me a number of challenges to complete to reclaim my youth, okay? Yeah. I'm going to start with this because, Aisling, you would really encourage me to stay out quite late on Saturday night. I had two big gigs this weekend. Hozier on Friday, Nicki Minaj on Saturday night. Yeah. I'd say anyone that's there who just heard that went, We'll get to it. But you'd encourage me to really get myself thrown into the whole Nicki Minaj gig and stay out quite late.
I don't want to see you come home from Nicki Minaj until it's bright out.
Now, again, anyone who was there or was on the internet over the weekend will know that that would have been quite the struggle to stick around until the early hours. Okay, I can tell you that straight away, that was not completed for obvious reasons.
Boo,
I will get to.
Boo, you failed.
We do need to get to the other challenges that you set me. But firstly, I would like to just walk you through the two varying gigs that I went to over the weekend, okay? So let's start with Hozier. This was Friday night in Marley Park. I live close by. Very handy. My dad was coming up from Waterford to come to Hozier with me. This was his birthday present. He was in top form. We just had a fantastic day. Went down to the Eden, got chatting to loads of nice people, got into the venue. Really just were on a really good buzz.
You got some great pics. You got some great father-daughter pics.
It was a good buzz.
Onto the grid. Very nice.
We will start with when Hozier came on stage, okay? Now, when I say, wow, look at his hair. It looks wonderful. Oh my God, it's so luscious. The band, there's so many of them. Holy God, first three songs, No Mess and Andrew.
Bangers.
Eat Your Young into Jackie and Wilson into From Eden. 10 out of 10.
Fantastic.
It's not even half eight yet and we've had three of the biggest ones.
Wow.
We're going to move up then to Malahide Castle on Saturday night at 8:20pm. Everyone's getting absolutely lashed on. I'm considering hiding in a portaloo for protection until she comes on.
Oh no.
Anyway, it's only 8:20. She'll be here soon. Let's go back to 8:55. This is back in Marley Park now on Friday night, 8:55pm. Oh my God, it's raining. It was meant to be a weather warning. It's actually not so bad. Who cares? This is the nicest gig I've ever been to. Everyone's so kind. Everyone's got their poncho on. Everyone's happy. Oh my God, this lad is giving it socks.
Did he sound great?
Oh, did he sound great? I fell in love with Hozier's music all over again.
Oh, he's so
good. I really did. Let's move to 8:55pm in Malahide Castle on Saturday night. God, that's Nicki's pretty late. What time is it? Everyone's really wet. Everyone's really angry. We hear around the place that her plane hasn't even landed yet.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Stop. Is her plane in Ireland? She was due on stage 40 minutes ago-ish. Is she here? Some fans that we chat to say, no, I follow her on TikTok and I'm tracking her plane. It hasn't even landed in the country yet. Will we go or will we stay? Let's go back to Marley Park for the fun. It's now 9:30 on Friday night. He's been on stage for 1 hour and 10 minutes. How many songs does this guy have, Dad? Isn't this so good? My dad's having a ball. We're arm in arm around each other, singing away, loving life. 9:30 Malahide Castle Saturday night. Bearing in mind, I went with my friend Megan who travelled from Limerick for this.
Oh, no.
Still no sign. Oh, my God, look at her Instagram. She's just posted a photo saying happy birthday to 50 Cent. It's 9:30. She was due on stage 1 hour and 10 minutes ago, but she's wishing 50 Cent happy birthday, so she's alive and well. Let's move back to Marley Park on Friday night, 9:55pm. God, Hozier might be the nicest living person in the world, Dad. Would you agree? Oh, yeah, kid. Oh, he's special, lad. My dad's posted on Instagram saying, Hozier the ledge.
That's
meant to tag me, but just wrote Emma Nolan. And everyone's really, really happy. 9:55pm, we're going to head back to Malahide now, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Oh, there she is.
What time do you call this?
What time do you call this? Right, okay. All right.
I love that she comes on. Everyone's like...
The Irish mammy and all of us came out.
Yeah.
We know right well that the curfew here is 10:30.
Yeah.
This needs to be cleared. It's Malahide. People need public transport. You're going to be cut off at 10:30. It's now 9:55. She sings some of her bangers and I'm having a really good time. I'm not going to lie. I love old school Nicki.
But you have to enjoy it. You've just waited in the lash and rain for 2 hours.
I'm so cold at this point that I kind of am on the verge of tears. Do you know when the cold rain has gone down in the inside of your back? anyway, she plays her songs kind of. Like, as in she plays about 90 seconds of them and then just rushes through the whole lot. Also, oh my God, sorry. Let's go back to Marley Park. Pretty quickly, last one. It's 10:30. Hosier's still giving it socks. He's given the most empowering speech I've ever heard. I'm on the verge of tears, female empowerment, talking about everything that's going on in Gaza. Wow, this guy is just incredible. We get into Nina Cried Power. We're still going. And finally, back to Marley Park. She's actually still not on the stage because she's been on the stage for a few minutes, but now she leaves to do a costume change and there's literally not a singer, a sinner on the stage. So she changed her clothes however many times.
But no backup dancers, no nothing going on
just
in between.
Empty stage.
Oh, stop.
Off home we go.
Shocking. So it was a disaster of a gig.
Kind of, yeah, to be honest.
Oh, Nikki.
I need to get to the other challenges you sent me. We'll do that next for Sabrina at Spin. I know I have good right, we were just bringing you up to speed because last week on the show I was saying I'm starting to get a bit concerned. Picking up some elderly habits. Getting a bit lazy. Couldn't remember the last time I went after a proper big dance and sit out really late.
Yeah.
Instead, I spent my time on the aisle in a shop last week really thinking about what air freshener to buy for my house and was really wondering where to get a really nice scented floor cleaner.
Yeah, Dave and I are worried about you. Yeah. We held a meeting about it. Yeah. So we set you a few challenges last week.
I mean, this is Spin after all, you know?
Yeah, look, it's bad for...
trying to keep me in a job.
It's bad for the show. It's bad for the station. It's bad for you. And we think things need to change.
Yeah. So across the weekend, you sent me some challenges. Clearly, I had a busy one lined up with Hosier on Friday, Nicki Minaj on Saturday. If you just missed the comparison of those two gigs on the show, you can catch it on our podcast. But if you were at Nicki, then you know. But essentially, I failed on challenge number one, which was you suggested, Ash, that I stay out until the wee hours after Nicki Minaj. Clearly, I don't think anyone was really in the form for that after getting lashed on and her being so late, etc. So that, I can admit, was a fail.
I'll give it to you only because the gig was a bit of a disaster. You were soaking wet and you'd waited around for 2 hours for her to come on stage.
Yeah. Now, Charlene was in touch with the show last week on the back of me explaining my elderly habits. And I was thinking about her a lot across the weekend because I want to keep her listening to us. She expressed some disgust last week.
Emma, how old are you? I don't know how old you are. I just presume you are all in your 20s, maybe. I'm 36 this year. I'm considering changing radio station. I actually think you've outgrown me. I don't have any grandparents left, but if I wanted to know what it was like,
thanks.
I might just go hang out with you.
Brilliant.
I love this.
That's kind of the level that we're
at. This is real talk, and you know, she kind of took it to a level that Dave and I weren't prepared to because we actually have to sit in a room with you for the next 2 hours. But yeah, you're 31 and you're acting like a 91-year-old.
Yeah, so a lot of work to be done. This was another challenge that you'd set for me.
Wear something that you'd see someone going to Longitude wearing.
Now, I have to be honest and give myself a massive tick for that. I dressed spicy for Nicki.
Did you get your bits out? I said I wanted chest, legs and midriff exposed.
Well, what you got out now was chest.
Nice.
And then on the bottom, no, they were kind of flared trousers. I think I look cool.
Some of the girls would be wearing trousers at Longitude.
They
How
would.
About the midriff?
The midriff was out and I was, again, it added to the whole idea of the fact I was lashed on so much and
freezing
it was very cold.
But that's what it's all about. Being young equals being freezing cold when you're out.
Well then, as I said, I give myself a massive
big
tick for that. The girls were
a little bit
exposed. This one was another challenge you'd set for me.
Sunday, you have to eat a takeaway for your breakfast.
I am absolutely thrilled to announce that I absolutely smashed this. I had a chicken fried rice reheated on Sunday morning and I was absolutely loving my life. It was fantastic.
The wrinkles are just smoothening out as I look at you over here.
The wrinkles. I need to be Botox doctor about that if that's the case. I'm joking. And finally, the final challenge you'd set for me.
If you could also try and squeeze in getting a lad's number as well through all of this.
Listen, I did my very best, but it wasn't really an ideal situation. I was at Hosier with my father, so I wasn't going to be flirting with boys. And really, it just didn't happen at Nicki Minaj either.
No lads at Nicki Minaj.
No, it was more of a female orientated thing, to be honest with you. Okay. It was the girls and the gays, and everyone was very wet, and it just wasn't really the right place or time.
Okay, well, you got 50%. That's a pass. You've knocked at least 10 years off and we'll do more work on
I'm now
in the future.
Like around a 50-year-old. So
you're
okay.
Middle-aged.
No, that's all right. That's
we'll get you down.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.